Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's dancing.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Conversation. We're watching live as they're voting on this. We're not at war with Iran anymore, but if they were to bomb us, oh, you have to go through the whole congressional. We're going to have a three-month hearing on this to try to figure out.
I have a couple of questions.
If we
Everybody is commenting why it hasn't stopped. I don't think they've realized, like you said, it takes time to process.
Yeah.
But,
I would just wait like an hour and then look.
No, it's going to be. I mean, I think it's done. I don't think everybody was in the Senate or in the House today.
Of course they're not.
I think there might have been 13 people who weren't there. Question, though. What does this mean since it passed?
If it passes, it means that if Iran bombs us, he has to go get congressional approval.
Doesn't it have to go to the Senate, though?
I would think it would have to go through all of it.
Well, this is just the House.
No, that bill, I don't know.
It's just the House. This is the House resolution. It's just a resolution. I mean, it's not.
I don't know if it passes, does it have to go to the Senate before it becomes. Because what they want to do is if Iran bombs New York City, like with 10 planes and a million people die, we can't do anything. If Iran takes credit for it, we have to go and get congressional. But I think this still would have to go through the Senate.
13, it's done. 8 nays on the Democrats, 220 yeses, 3 yeses for the Republicans, 186 nos. Whoever's the independent,
yeah,
voted yes. And there were 4 Democrats who did not vote and 9 Republicans who did not vote.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that then goes to the Senate. But it's like these people protesting in D.C. right now over the Iran war that we're not at.
Right.
Iran has actually come out and said they're standing down. But, you know, those idiots don't know anything. I was paid to come here and protest a war that's not even taking place. Lord help us. Tonight on The Conversation, folks, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman said that someone stole my IP address and compromised my computer and downloaded child pornography.
There's a motion to reconsider. It's been adopted, but it's a resolution.
But yeah, we're listening out live, folks. But I could support Krugman if he came out and said, yeah, that I did that. I downloaded him. I have respect for him. Not support, but you know what I mean. I have respect for the guy. But of course, you know, someone compromised my checks have said that my computer was compromised. Sure. Yeah, that cocaine in my purse, it just blew in there. I ain't mine. The wind blew it in there. One whole kilo just got blown into the purse.
They're taking an amendment. Someone had an amendment, and I couldn't hear what. I heard. It was a bunch of crap words that I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of big words that they try to make use this, but they have to use this every 26th letter, every word in the alphabet. But there's another 5-minute vote on the yes or no.
Okay. So we'll just go back to it playing near the end.
If then.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to Google and look up.
Okay.
And see what happened to this resolution if it has to go to the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We'll do that.
But yeah, I want to get into a Pennsylvania woman who was arrested for beating a man who was allegedly licking his 9-year-old daughter's lips and trying to kiss her and make out with her and all this stuff. Man, I got that woman's back. I do, man. That was my son or daughter getting kissed. I'd be like beating them too. Patrick Stewart has come out saying that America under Trump is effed and the UK is completely effed. Yeah, these out-of-touch billionaires. You ever watch the show, If They Can't Pay, Take It Away? Yeah, they actually have a TV show on people who are being... They're getting court-ordered writs. They're skyrocketing. These countries are falling apart. America's falling apart. The UK is falling apart. Trump is trying to fix it. The UK is saying, hey, we haven't seen diddly from the Labour Party. Let's try the Conservative Party. Look at how the... I wish I had 24-karat gold plates. That's what the kings and queens eat on. Like this. It's okay. It's okay. No, it's not. If they're eating off of 24-karat gold plates and you're not... French Revolution coming to England. Get into that, he's out of touch. And like we really, like somebody in Smog City, USA is going to tell me how to make the environment better. Somebody that lives in Feces Street, USA, Needle Street, USA, disease going to tell me how to live? Yeah. It's a no for me. I'm not going to, no. John 15:12. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. I wanted to do the Bible verse now before I forget, but thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation, wherever you're listening, around the world. You know, if you're offended because, you know, a Fifth Circuit Court just passed a ruling that reverses the lower court's decision allowing approximately $4 billion of unused military money to go towards building the wall. If you're offended by that money being used for the wall, well, what can't that go? We need that for the military to help the vets and this and that. If you're offended by that, but you're not offended by the $150 billion that Trump gave Iran, you're a special kind of stupid. There's double standards. You can't be for taking down Confederate statues and we got to take down this stuff, this cultural heritage stuff of Robert E. Lee and these Confederates, they got to go down. We got to get rid of them. But when we're going to bomb 52 to 53 cultural sites in Iran, how dare you do that? How dare you attack and, you know, that's their history. That's their culture. You're a special kind of stupid. How dare we take out Iran's cultural spots, but keep ours? Gotta fix this real fast. We're live. I mean, you're retarded. I know people that, well, how dare they run? They're going to bomb these are sacred sites of Iran. Yeah. Oh, but that Confederate flag's got to come down. Those Confederate statues have to come down. Maybe we need to take these statues and say, that's not Robert E. Lee. That's the president. That's Soleimani. Yeah, and it's an artist rendition of what he would look like if he dressed up like a Confederate soldier. Yeah. that's funny. You know, they've been chanting death to Americans since the Carter administration, but Soleimani was an angel. Nope. And what's funny is the people that praise him don't live under that crap. The people that are glad he's dead are the people that are from that country. Like, I watched there's a documentary on YouTube that was on, like, I think National Geographic or like CBS, where they went over to North Korea and they did eye surgeries. And it didn't take them long, like, after they were like, they didn't thank the doctor, like, oh, thank you, Kim Jong, thank you, thank you. I will go to the mines, I will get you more salt, I will work harder, thank you. Everything. And they said, do these people truly love the dear leaders? Which picture is your favorite? All of them. Are they just so, or they can't say anything else? Oh, they'll be, okay, I have this privileged life that would be like someone living on minimum wage in Brooklyn, New York, in a fifth floor walk up. You know, look up the cheapest apartment in New York and stay there overnight. The cheapest, like, hotel or whatever. Or apartment. And that's what, you know, North Korea'd be. And you're like in the elite group, you know? But it's nice to see this wall finally going to get some funding and get built. I just want to sit there and say, I'd love to be a reporter. Today can handle. Okay, I got a question for you, Pelosi. Trump should have been against. I got a question because I believe Trump should have been against the wall from the very beginning because you were for the wall, and you would have been against Trump, like, you know, because you all wanted the dang wall. You were trying to shove it down our throats. Not really. They don't really want to do anything. That's why this government doesn't fix anything. But you wanted a wall. Now, as soon as Trump was for it, you're against it. That's what don't get me here. You know, why do you think nothing's ever been done with the VA? Why do you think they've never had this wall? All those stimulus packages for Obama, 90% of them were kickbacks. There were some places like airports that got a bunch of money to do some renovations and stuff. But for the most part, they were kickbacks. When you looked into them, they put windows and buildings that don't exist. That's where we're at, folks. There's too much double standarding in this world. Well, you can't bomb a cultural site in Iran, but, oh, we got to take down this Confederate statue. How can you support taking down a Confederate statue but not taking out a country that wants to kill you? Anyone that thinks Soleimani was a great guy should just go over in Iran and live. Go ahead. Yeah, you're going to have one, what do they call it? Yeah, you're going to be able to believe one thing. So, like, if you don't like something, guess what? Sorry. Imagine living in the U.S. and you can only be a Jehovah's Witness. You're not allowed to be anything but a Jehovah's Witness. Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough in our country. Well, technically, since you're Catholic, you're not really going to heaven. But if you want to say with me a prayer that if you believe in your heart and confess in your mouth, you'll be saved. Well, then I guess I'm going to, then I want to stay Catholic because if everyone in my family's been Catholic. And if they're not going to heaven, then I don't want to go either because I want to see my grandma and all my family. You know, why are you Baptist? Why are you Protestant? Why are you Methodist? Why are you this? You know, in there, okay, you're Muslim. That's it. If you're gay, you're killed. If you're transgender, you're killed. If you believe anything but the Muslim faith, you're killed. I don't tolerate anything but one religion, one... Oh, but they're the greatest people on earth. Yeah. Y'all need to go live in, like, Iran or North Korea or Cuba, where you don't have rights. But under Patrick Stewart, you know, America is screwed up under... It's effed up under Trump, and so is the UK. No, the UK is seeing, okay... Well, let me see here. The royal family is basically worthless. The Labour Party is basically useless. High court writs are exploding at astronomical rates. It's costing you more and more to live. Everything is increasing in value. And your pay is going up like this. So for every $20 more that you have to pay and stuff, $20, that's it. You're getting like 10 cents more in income. Oh, but the UK is, you know, we need to get, we need to get back. See, some of these countries are sort of like a business that has a lot of money in the beginning, and then when they start to falter and screw stuff up and things don't work and you're not making what you thought you would, and, you know, so like when I bought four Coke glasses and tried to make money off of them, and I didn't do my homework or my research and realized that, yeah, tons of people try to sell those and they don't really sell. And they needed to look up, okay, how much do I buy it for? What can I sell it for? How many are selling? You know, I didn't do that homework. My business of $4 failed. Luckily, it was only $4, but I learned from that. I haven't done anything since. But hey, but that's what, you know, like England is a country that has money. And then when the country ain't doing that well, or the restaurant ain't doing that well, hey, now you're having to really cut back and people are starting to, okay, the pound is getting not as valuable. I'm having to pay 20 pence to put air in my tires. It's called inflation. People are seeing this. They're seeing things getting better in the United States. That's why they're doing this. I don't know how. I know how. If I lived in West Hollywood and had a $15 million home, had a custom Rolls Royce, had 3 BMWs, and a Mercedes Benz, and a Bentley.
I lost it on my phone, so I don't know.
Okay, and I have these glasses right here. This is actually encrusted with brown, with chocolate diamonds. Yeah, these are $400,000 glasses. Yeah, these are all D-flawless diamonds. They're brown. And, that's just the top, you know, I've got 70 Rolexes, you know, all custom, you know, I love Rolex, so I got 70 of them, you know. Of course, I'm not gonna be able to relate to the person. That's okay. Let me see here. Crap. Do I get my medications or do I put food in my stomach? I can't afford both. Let me see here. Okay. I think $3 can get me back and forth to work twice. Then I'm off for 2 days so I can go without driving. But I'm still gonna have to figure out Monday how I'm putting gas in my car. Okay. That's the majority of people. But these Hollywood elitists, yeah, this is a bar that goes up and down. It was custom made nearly, you know. Couldn't find anything, you know. The average person can't figure out. They don't understand. Well, you need to tax the rich. Well, okay, well, yeah, the rich is the ones that pay, that give you jobs. And when you have someone like Patrick Stewart and all these billionaires coming out against Trump, he's winning and doing successful because people are seeing improvements. People are saying, hey, my paycheck is decent. I'm getting tax money back. That's what's going on in this world. I mean, this is how out of touch the left is. They're having no war at the Iran protest when we're not at war. Iran has come out saying that they are standing down. And Trudeau of Canada believes that that plane that went down the Ukraine, the Ukrainian plane, was actually taken down by a missile that hit him. It wasn't meant for it. It was an accidental thing that happened. And they're trying to cover up the fact that it was an accident. And no, they believe it because they said they're not turning over the black box and all this stuff. And that leads me to believe that, hey, it might have been an accident. And then they're going, hey, so whatever. Wow. Sorry, folks. I got pleurisy, so bear with me. Netflix has been ordered by a judge in Brazil to immediately drop a Christmas special which graphically depicts Jesus as a gay man. Now, this speaks volumes. I don't know how anybody that's a Christian can support Netflix. I don't know how. That's not funny. I don't even know how making it comedy, doing like comedy, it's funny. If you, I don't know. I mean, even taking in, hi, I'm Moses. I got my little stick and I'm going to hit the rock and out comes water. That's not, you don't joke about that stuff. But it's nice to see our country do something.
What happened with Netflix?
Brazil has ordered Netflix to take down that Christmas special where Jesus is gay.
Yeah.
They've been ordered to take it off.
Are they going to?
They have to. It's court ordered.
Does that just mean in Brazil or the whole Netflix?
Just in Brazil. Netflix has been ordered by a judge in Brazil to immediately drop the Christmas special which graphically depicts Jesus as a gay man.
Good.
Yeah, good. Amen. Okay.
I don't understand how that can enter into someone's head.
I don't get it either. That's... I don't get it either. But yeah, I don't get it either. I mean, like I was kind of like when I said a couple minutes ago, hi, I'm Moses and I got my stick and I'm going to make water come out of a rock. That's not, you don't joke about anything like that. That's not cool.
Right.
But, you know, of course, Netflix thinks it's appropriate. Then there's the people, well, there's freedom of speech. Okay, well, then why don't you exercise your freedom of speech, Democrats, and make fun of Allah and the Muslim faith and all that stuff.
Yeah.
If
well,
you
I
think freedom...
I found out that someone, a friend of ours,
mm-hmm.
I think has blocked me. I don't know if she's blocked you or not.
Who?
Tona.
Oh, wow. I haven't looked at her since probably she was in the States. I haven't probably, if she was on Facebook, the last time I probably talked to her on Facebook was when she was at Star Furniture.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But.
Well, of course, because she supports the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yeah, well, we got into it a couple months ago. I forgot to tell you. She put something on her wall. It came up on, and I kind of told her off. I went out to her. I go, look, you lived in these states. You complained about the states. You never liked me in the states. So when you left the states, you left your opinion.
Yeah.
We don't care. It doesn't affect us. We don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right.
Yeah, that's how the world works, you know. Oh, wow. But this is, I think I got into this, but like a Pennsylvania woman, Shatika Barely, was arrested on Wednesday for allegedly beating a 39-year-old unnamed male when he was trying to kiss her daughter. Yeah. Let me tell you, I'll be going to prison too if a 39-year-old man is trying to kiss my niece Molly. I'll be in prison.
I couldn't vote that guy guilty or vote. I couldn't find him guilty. I couldn't judge him guilty.
Like that chick for doing that?
Right.
Oh,
I wouldn't. I'd hand her a gun. You don't mess with a kid.
Yeah, she was arrested for beating him. And she was like, well, he was licking my daughter's lips. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, like that. Well, you heard what I said.
I know.
I'd be impressed. You'd be like, okay, I need, Lisa, Don said he'd bail me out. So
I
be my support.
I think Don, my brother, Donald, not only would help you, but bail you out. Well, yeah.
My whole family would be like, yeah. Well, he was going after my niece, and I don't. We don't play that. Sorry.
That's never played one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've actually been hanging out with her, and there was some gentlemen that were creeping her out, and she came to me.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's, you know, I mean.
Uncle Kyle, that guy's weird. Isn't that what did?
Yeah, she goes, that guy's weirding me out. And she like
sat by you.
Yeah.
He went to the other room and played.
Yeah. And it looks like this bill is gonna this Senate resolution is gonna this House resolution gonna pass because you know when we're not at a war, but if a, and this is what I'm understanding. This is only dealing with Iran.
I
want
to read what this does because you know Matt Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
He voted for it. He said he was going to.
But this is one of those things where. It's only for Iran. So if North Korea was to bomb us.
I don't know if it's that or if it's just. I would have to look because it doesn't have Trump in it and it doesn't have some. It just says the President of the United States about preemptive strikes. And not about being at war, preemptively doing.
What this,
something.
What the Breitbart article.
What Trump did.
But what the Breitbart articles I've read say that this would limit Trump's power in confrontation with Iran. So
I'm going to read what the revolution. Yeah. I still want to know if this has to go to the Senate.
But what that scares me is 9/11. You would have to. Like if see we don't know I don't think they know who did 9/11 but it happened, you know. I mean we're it's like this we knew Iran did this, we know who did it. It wasn't, you know, and it's like if somebody attacks us but doesn't lay claim to it, that's different. Then you can say okay, let's find out who did this, and when we find out, then we can do something. Where if Iran bombs us and say yes. We did it. We take responsibility. And we can't, like...
I just want to see if this has to go to the Senate and what this means. So.
Well, don't worry, folks. If you thought it couldn't get any worse, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is actually cancer-free from pancreatic cancer, which is, like, very, very impossible. It's near impossible to get rid of.
I want to see her. I want to see her alive. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Because that's what Patrick Swayze had, I believe. And yeah, it's
yeah, something like that. I don't.
But then, with the number, what you want to know? The biggest comment, like 100 people made, is Do they have, do congressmen and senators get, like, treatment that we can't get?
Well, she's a judge, a Supreme Court judge.
Yeah, well, they're like,
she wouldn't get better.
Yeah. And, like, so, I don't know. Just one of those things. This is funny. Megan Streisand. That's Barbara to you non-South Park fans. But Megan Streisand, Trump is obsessed over Obama, whose legacy he'll never live up to. When, who has the lowest unemployment rate against blacks, women, Hispanics, African Americans, name it, Asians. That's Trump that's done that. Obama didn't build that. He didn't do that. He didn't make that. That's Trump. Remember how I had so many bleeping friends when Trump was president? Well, look at the stock market. Look at the stock market. Look at the stock market. No matter what you say, look at the stock market. Look at the stock market. See, we're doing good because look at the stock market. But now that Trump is having record stock market after record stock market, the stock market hit record highs. Record highs. We've never, this is 500% higher than it's ever been. Well, that stock market wasn't me, then. Okay, if that was Obama, you'd be shoving the record-breaking stock markets down my throat. But since it's Trump, it don't mean that. That's, I said when Obama's president, stock market really didn't mean much. And it's great that it's high now, but it really didn't mean much. Okay, it's worth what you can get for it. Yeah, gold can be $50 an ounce, but if you can get $50 an ounce, great. If someone will give you $5 for it, heh, it's worth $5. It's great that it's up, but it really doesn't, in my opinion, mean that much. It's worth waiting to get for it. Yeah, it's great the stock market's going up and up and up. But some people think it's like a balloon that you're filling with air. Eventually, if you keep blowing, it's going to break. But we're going in a right direction. The biggest thing I notice is no one talks about the inflation. How are we going to make the dollar more valuable? Let me see where we're at, folks. About 27 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. Don't forget to like and share. Comment if you're watching. I read comments or anything you know, even if it's, if you're watching Tuesday's program, leave a comment. With everything they're doing to stop Trump, you got to think to yourself, wow, what don't they want? If you think Trump ain't doing anything, if you think Trump sucks, what are you doing to try to make it better? If Trump, if you're listening, you need to support 100% oxygen. That way Democrats are against it and hold their breath. The Federal Reserve, you need to come out in support of that. Nancy Pelosi, Donald J. Trump just came out in support of the Federal Reserve. What are your comments against it? Because I know since Trump supports the Federal Reserve, you have to be against it. So can we get a resolution passed to eliminate the Federal Reserve? Please? Because I know I don't want no National Bank of America. National Bank. We'll call it the Federal Reserve, but it's really a national bank. That's what's wrong with this world. Too many people too stupid to realize that that's what they do. you know, if kids are watching, might want to turn them away from this one, but a politician, you were getting a little bit closer with my, no, I was just giving her a hug. That's what adults do with little girls. You give them hugs. Yeah, with your hand down there and your tongue on her lips. No, that's not a hug. That's what goes on in this country. You see, I see fondling of a 9-year-old. This, the guy doing it is like, oh, I was just giving her a hug. That's all it was. That's what the government does. That's what they do to you. Well, no one in the right mind is going to have a national, they don't want a National Bank of America or like the Bank of England. No. How do we get one? We'll call it the Federal Reserve. Well, all we have to do is ask for a 0.1% tax. Yeah, it's just, we'll make it a penny. We'll tax you a penny. It's all we need. And that's all they want from you. Because all they have to do is get a 1 penny tax. And then they can raise it to $1 billion if they want to, because that 1 cent really wasn't enough. So let's make it 5 cents, and then 10 cents, and then 20 bucks, and 50 bucks. And then before you know it, you're not getting a paycheck. You're having to figure out where money's coming from to pay every 2 weeks taxes. You have a full-time job making $70 an hour, but I owe $99 an hour in taxes. Yeah, so basically, if I need the equivalent of 90 bucks an hour to pay my taxes, I make 70 bucks an hour, but by the time, you know, my taxes are 4,000%, you know, that's all they have to do. That's what they want, just the tiniest fraction of gun control. Oh, just, we're just going to, you know, we want to make sure, it's just, we want to make sure that, you know, we want to make sure that your rounds of ammunition, we want to make sure that the magazine can only hold 10 rounds. Come on, compromise. You get a gun, you still get guns, still get, and then one person gets killed. Yeah, well, we had a guy die because of 10 rounds of ammunition, a 10 round magazine. So we need to pass a resolution to make the capacity 8. And then when someone dies from a gun, well, that's because he had an 8-round magazine capacity. We need to limit it to 5-round magazine. And then before you know it, well, you can't have any, yeah, you can only have a gun with 0 magazine. You can't have any. Wait a minute here. And then before you know it, you can't have a gun at all. You can't carry ammo. All because you agreed to go to a magazine limit of 10. That's what they want to do in this country. Trump is trying to cut regulations, cut red tape, cut all this crap. But Democrats, Trump is an evil dictator that wants to run your life, and you will drink the Kool-Aid because he tells you to. Wow. So Trump is going to make me, I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid because Trump tells me to. Trump is an Adolf Hitler. They don't know anything because these stupid idiots are getting paid. George Soros paid me to be here. They don't know. You talk to half of those people. Oh, we gotta let anyone in here. I need to find, there's a guy that's going around like, well, you're against the wall. Yep, why? Well, man, well, anyone that wants to come here should come here. I said, well, my kids had to be vaccinated before they went to school. Yes, I bought it. But, so if my kid has to be vaccinated to go to school, don't you think that we should know who's coming across this border, and if they're vaccinated, and if they have shots or whatever, how do we know where they're coming from? What if they're coming from a country where they have nothing, and they've some of these issues that we've eradicated are going to come back? I mean, this is the problem. Gavin Newsom is going to offer free health care to illegal seniors. California governor to illegal aliens 65 and older. What that means is your tax dollars are going to go. So let me tell you something. Guess what? The cartels have just upped their age. That's right. We're going to get as many people as we can. Hey, you pay us $500, we'll smuggle you into the United States so you can get medical care. What that means is me, a U.S. citizen, and Melissa, we move out to California. My mom and dad move out to California because they're over 65. They will have to pay for medical care if they can find it or get it or afford it. But an illegal, a border jumper, is going to get it for free. How does that make sense? Explain to me how a U.S. citizen will have to pay for health care, but a 65 and older illegal immigrant wouldn't have to pay. How does that make sense? It don't. Just like, let me see here. Oh, yeah, like those places where there are states where if you're an illegal immigrant, you get in-state tuition, which is cheaper than out-of-state tuition. But if I move there, I have to pay out-of-state tuition. So let me get this straight there, registrar. Since I'm from Indiana and I'm going to Ohio, I have to pay out-of-state tuition, but someone that isn't even legally allowed to be here is paying in-state tuition? Okay, they're illegal. How do they know? I know legal Mexicans that know very little English. That's not stereotype. There's a difference between stereotype and fact. I'm just stating that, you know, I'll tell you when it's my opinion. I'll tell you when it's fact. I've known people that have been here 15 years that have like a Netflix cut thing. It's not Netflix. It's like a DirecTV where like a cable where they pay for like, I don't know if they still have these where they pay like and they get 12 Spanish channels and that's it. That's fact. You're racist. I'm racist because I'm spewing out facts. Yeah, I've had people, you're racist. I'm racist because I'm spewing out facts. I'm not saying, and where did I say every single solitary illegal doesn't know any English? I'm saying, I never said that. I said a lot of illegals know very little English. There are some that probably know some. See, that's what, when I do this, I have people put words in my mouth, and I hate that. Well, look back at what I say. Like Scott Grove from Google Music Lessons always says, I'll tell you when it's my fact and when it's my opinion. Now, how can any person over 65 support that man? That is a U.S. citizen, because you will have to pay for the health care that he's going to give to free to people that shouldn't even be here. They're border jumpers. That's why I don't know how you can sit there and see how California is falling apart with feces everywhere, needles everywhere, tent cities everywhere, homeless people everywhere, and they keep voting for this. It's kind of like having a chef that doesn't care that's flushing a restaurant down the toilet and you keep him as the executive chef. So it's one of those risky things. But I want to move on now because I got a story. Not many people know this, but um, 90% of Americans support legalization in some form. So it's going to be interesting to see, because what's happening is people are looking at Colorado and California and Washington State and not seeing all this, all these lies that they were fed that, oh, as soon as you legalize it, violence is going to... I just want to say, yeah, I've smoked, and let me tell you, yeah, this is me on pot. Gotta use the lingo, because you may not understand cannabis, because your body is an endocannabinoid system. Cannabis has, when you smoke pot, you're putting in your body the very thing your body's made of. This was the lie. Now that I smoked this joint, now I'm going to go out and just kill thousands of people. This is reality. Pain free. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I love y'all. I'm pain free. I have no issues. All these lies that they were telling you and made up, they're going to the wayside. People are starting to wake up and realizing, hey, it's actually beneficial. People that were like against it that are now trying it for the first time. So it's kind of interesting. I've got to get into this before I get into the Premier League. This is, okay. 24 people arrested for making THC-infused counterfeit candy in New Jersey. Wow. So they're making them look like nerds and stuff? Wow. That's crazy. You know, but, yeah, see, to me, I've always looked at cannabis like moonshine. I don't know if it would lose its luster having it to where you pay a, like, here's a license and it allows you to go this much moonshine. There you go. Or allows you to grow moonshine. You know, you grow it, you grow the corn, you turn it into whatever, you know, you make a mash and from there. You know? It's interesting. It is. Because you go back. You go forward in this world. You know, none of the crap they told you is real. And people are waking up and they're starting to, well, look how much money they're making. Why don't we do it? And that's what it's coming full circle. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward. While a dispensary stopped selling recreational weed to help medical marijuana, didn't matter how much you had, you're going to run. Because you're going to have, as soon as it's legal, you're going to have 5 mile long lines. You know, what's the max I can buy? Cool, I'll be back tomorrow to get that amount again. You know, because they're like kids in a candy store. Well, if you know where to get it, you can probably get it for 10 times cheaper on the street. So, wow. Let me see where we're at, folks. Got about 10 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, but it's all these stereotypes are the negatives of pot that they, and I use that terminology to some people, like, what's cannabis? I've never heard of that. That's because you're brainwashed. Because when they couldn't make it illegal, okay, they know cannabis, they know hemp, they know how wonderful and how great it is. We're going to change the name to marijuana so we can get it banned. Because if we ban marijuana, blacks and Hispanics, or they call them wetbacks, they're coming across the border. Hey, we can eliminate two birds with one stone. Well, a lot of good that did, you know. But it's got to be regulated and used with care. You don't need some 18-year-old kid, yeah, here's a 25 million milligram. Yeah, this has the equivalent of like 75 plants. I'm just going to eat the whole thing and see what happens. You know, you got to, there's a thing called respect. You know, there's a thing called moderation. Broccoli is great for you, but only eat broccoli and you'll probably die from malnutrition because you're not getting a balance of stuff. Think about that. I'm going to move on to some Premier League news. And as many of you know, something that I've kind of thought about that you know, the United Stand and Mark Goldberg just said back in August, and I can't say all the out. Is he a problem at United? Yeah. But he is like far from the problem. Okay. And the Glazers and Ed Woodward need to come out. Because I was listening to the United Stand. The look up for. Let's see. Who do we play? Norwich. We play Norwich. And Norwich City. And I'm like. And this guy commented, he goes, well, you know, Matt Bugsby and the Bugsby Babes and Georgie Best, and all, they would all be turning in their graves if they saw that this club is being flushed down the toilet. They would be. And as harsh as that is, that man was so right on, because that's the problem. Okay, get Pochettino in there. What's it going to do? We're going to get maybe two more places. How, we're not spending any money, we're not getting anyone in, we're not getting anyone out. Ashley Young is not re-signing a contract, thank God, but he's wanting to go to Inter Milan. We have so many problems at that club, from the fitness department to, like I commented, I got pleurisy, so yeah, bear with me if I scream, but you take Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. You get rid of him. You get Pochettino in there. You still got Ed Woodward. You still got the Glazers. You still got no director of football. If you keep the training staff, like the fitness staff, they're okay. The fitness staff needs to go. Ed Woodward needs to go. The Glazers need to go. They need to get some people underneath Ollie. Not that Michael Carrick is bad, but get some people in there with experience. We need a director of football. I can't be Ollie. I want to see the Glazers out there. It's kind of like my culinary school I went to, that the people that have it now are flushing it down the toilet. Because one guy went there to Vermont to take his wife. And he goes, oh, I can't wait to show you La Brioche and stuff. And I guess La Brioche, it's in the original location where it's been for so long. And I think it's now moved. I think as of the 31st, they're out of there. And most of the people there, they said, were like paid help. And they're flushing it down. It's like Manchester United. Well, okay, if you're all the way out, you have that wonderful opinion. But bring Pochettino in there. I can see, if you took Ollie out and Pochettino came in and said, I'll take this job, but I'm having a director of football before I accept this job. You're getting me a director of football. I want Ed Woodward gone. If I'm coming in, he's leaving. If you have someone like that.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. When did the Glazers buy the team?
It's been a while.
Since Ferguson?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why did they like him I know they always didn't like him, and some people don't realize that they almost fired him a couple of times. At least once.
In the beginning, yeah. He was almost sacked, and they said, "Just I just see something, just keep him." And
what if they're looking for that?
Like another
Ferguson. And they didn't like Rangel. They don't like Mourinho. They don't know if they should waste money with Ali. What if he doesn't pick the right players?
Well, you look at.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. Why if they just can't find one that they like?
Well, you look at David Moyes. Alex Ferguson saw something in him to get him, and he said, and he'll tell you they were one step away from being in that plane, and that they were walking to the helicopter when they got the call that Gareth Bale decided to go to Real Madrid. And there are people that think that, because even when Alex Ferguson was there, there were some players that we could have gotten that didn't. I mean, because of the success of the club, they were more apt. Like I've said this before, and I've said this on the United Stand. If my passion for United, they're my favorite club in the whole wide world. And if I was a top player right now, it would break my heart, but I would choose Liverpool. Why? Because I know I'm going to be playing in Champions League football. I know I'm going to be contending for Premier League titles. And maybe in 5 or 6 years, United is at a point where maybe I can – get my agent to get me to United, but right now I won't want to be near United. I don't see, I see maybe 3 or 4 more years unless something majorly changes besides him, outside of the manager. Forget the manager. There's so much that needs to change, or else we'll be in the Europa League, I think, for another 3 or 4 years. I don't see anything, because Pochettino might get us in the Champions League, but we're not going to go anywhere.
I just think of that cartoon.
Yep. I can be a champion. Got about 2 minutes left in the program, folks. But, it's the truth.
Okay, so it's just not this. They're not just looking for another Alex. You don't think?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But another thing, though, I feel with this club is, like, as soon as I thank God we got like actual Twitter and social media, because as soon as we got our butts whipped by City 3-1, there was immediate talk that Van de Beek was interested in coming to United, and he's someone that we desperate, a player that would fit every box, check every box you need. But guess what? The next, and Mark's like me, I'm like, okay, until he holds up a shirt, I don't believe that for 1 second. And the next day, Van de Beek's Twitter come up saying, I don't know where they're getting this. I have no intentions of leaving the club I'm at. Bye. And it's cool now, because now when all these media outlets try to make all these fake news of this player coming here and coming there, the players are coming out in their Twitter account saying, yeah, where'd they get this from? Because I'm not leaving anywhere. I'm at Real Madrid.
You know, all news, sports news, they're just losing their minds because they don't have control.
Yeah, it's all clickbait.
Yeah.
They just want you to click on there. And, I didn't want that ad. How do I click? Yeah, and they hate it that they can't, like, because it's sort of like the Inquirer, where the person on the magazine is like, no, that's false. You know, these players are able to come out almost instantly and say, nope, I'm not leaving. I'm sorry. I love Ajax. I'm not going anywhere. I love Paris Saint-Germain. Sorry, but that's where and that's how it is. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And
you okay? Just remember, folks, we love you, and we'll see you Tuesday. God bless.
And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.